The 12 candidates in this race have been campaigning for months, but Monday they started the final official part of the campaign. Workers put up campaign posters, 1 million in all, in front of 85,000 polling stations across France. Under strict rules that require that everyone gets equal time at the same time of day, the candidates started broadcasting their recorded campaign messages on national television and radio.
Compatriotes, je suis candidat à la présidence de la République d'abord pour agir.
Nicolas Sarkozy, the conservative candidate who recently left his job as interior minister, is hoping to cement his reputation as a decisive politician. I want to be president, first of all, to take action, he says. Action is the passion of my life. For 25 years, you've been told that nothing can be done, but fate is not part of my vocabulary.
Français, mes chers compatriotes, vous me connaissez. Je suis une femme, une mère de famille.
In her ads, the Socialist Party candidate Ségolène Royal plays on a maternal theme in a country that needs some looking after. You already know me, she says. I'm a mother of four children. I have my feet on the ground. I have a sense of the concrete, and you know I want to achieve concrete results. These last 2 weeks of campaigning will be crucial for the frontrunners. The latest polls show that 42% of French voters are still undecided. Sarkozy is leading in the polls, and Royal is in second place. But with so many undecided votes, analysts say that another candidate could easily bump Sarkozy or Royal to make it to the second round of voting. François Bayrou, a horse farmer and historian, has made it to third place by proposing a coalition of the left and right-wing political parties. Jean-Marie Le Pen, the leader of the far-right National Front Party, who surprised everyone by making it to the second round of voting in the last election, has also been picking up support in the last few weeks. Anita Elash for VOA News in Paris.